Okay, we are now going to learn Tainus Daf Hey Amud Beis. We already left off, we already got into Daf Hey Amud Beis, a little bit about 10 lines into the page, maybe a little less. Va'amr le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. You remember the last time we went through four different things that Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak responded back in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and now we're going to have a fifth one. And it's just, I got it to different, very nice issues that are easy to learn. Va'amr le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Ma'i d'chsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Vayihi ka'asher zakan Shmuel, that when Shmuel got old, that his sons became shoftim in the Jewish people. Umi siv Shmuel kulei hai, did Shmuel ever get old? Shmuel was 52 years old when he died. How old could he have ever gotten? We say a person that dies when he's 52 years old, we always say, oh, he died a Shmuel death. That's how we know that Shmuel died when he was 52 years old, because if someone dies at the age of 52, we assume that he died a Shmuel death, meaning as opposed to dying from kares. We assume it wasn't kares, that it was a Shmuel death. So Amalei, Rav Yitzchak says back to Rav Nachman, Hachyam Rav Yochanan, this is what Rav Yochanan explained, Zikna kafza love. Hashem made him prematurely age. He looked much older than he really was. And that's what it means, Kasher Zakan Shmuel. Tchsiv, because the pasuk says, after Shaul didn't do what Hashem wanted, and he had Rachmanus, and he didn't destroy all of the sheep and the cattle of the Amalekim, and he didn't kill Agag, the king of the Amalekim, he didn't kill immediately. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shmuel, Nichamti ki himlachti Shaul. I feel bad that I made Shaul the king. I shouldn't have made Shaul the king. So Amar Lefanu, Shmuel said to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Shekaltani ki Moshe Va'aron, Dechsiv Moshe Va'aron B'chonav, Ushmuel B'kari Shemo. You treat me like I'm Moshe and Aaron, because you say in a pasuk that Moshe Aaron b'chonav Ushmuel b'karei Shemo, that I'm the equivalent in your eyes, like Moshe and Aaron in their generation. Well, ma Moshe Aaron lo bitul masi yedeim b'chayehem. You had the decency and the respect to Moshe and Aaron not to ruin what they had done during their lifetimes. Yoshua, their Talmud, didn't die in their lifetime. So afani lo yispatul masi yedeim b'chayeh. I made Shaul. Shaul's my guy. He's the Talmud. He's the one that I anointed as the king. And you're going to kill him in my lifetime? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Hechi Avid, what am I supposed to do now? Lemus Shaul, if I kill Shaul, lo kashavik Shmuel. Shmuel's not going to allow that, and he has a good taina. Lemus Shmuel, shall I kill Shmuel ad Zutar, when he's still so young? Mirani Abasre, then people are going to say that he must have done Averos, and he must have deserved to die. Lo Lemus Shaul, lo Lemus Shmuel, shall I keep them both alive? Kvarigia Malchus David, vei Malchus Nagas b'chavir ta'afilu kumlo nima. But it's already time for the Malchus based David, and we know the rule is there can't be any overlap in Malchus. If it's time for the new Malchus, the old Malchus has to be out. That's an important concept. Ein Malchus Nogas b'chavirta afilu kumelo nima. That one Malchus can't touch on the other one, can't infringe on the other one, even by the width of a hair. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu akpitzol of zikna. So Hashem said the only solution is to make Shmuel age prematurely. And that way, when he dies young, no one's going to realize how young he really was. No one's going to think he did anything wrong. Haynu d'chsiv v'shol yoshe b'giva tachas eshel b'rama. That's why the pasuk says Shaul was sitting in the Giva underneath the Eshel tree in Rama, and sounds like the Giva and the Rama were the same place. But v'chima inyan Giva, what is Giva, which was the city of Shaul in Shevet Binyamin, Eitzel Rama? What does it have to do with the city of Shmuel, Haramasi, the city of Rama, which is by Shevet Ephraim? What does one have to do with the other? Ella, what the pasuk is obviously telling you is Lomelech to teach you that Shaul should have died right away once he didn't do what Hashem wanted to kill out all the descendants of Amalek. Umi garam l'shaul sheyeshe b'giva, but who is shtei shanim u'mechza? Who's the one that caused Shaul to be able to live out 2.5 years as the king? Tfilaso shel Shmuel Haramasi. It must have been the tefila of Shmuel Haramasi that's what made the Shaul survive. So frekta gemara umi mitcha gavri kame gavra mekame gavra. Wait a second, Shmuel had to die so that Shaul could die, so that David could take over. Do we really push away the life of one person so that another person can take over? Gemara says, in. Absolutely we do. That's the way Hashem operates. Damar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonah's son, Mai d'chsiv al kein chotzafti banavim, haraktim bi'imrei fi. What does the pasuk mean when it says, al kein chotzafti banavim, haraktim bi'imrei fi, b'maaseyam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills the Nevi'im because of the things that they do wrong? Lo Nemar. No, it doesn't say that. Ela bi'imrei fi, but rather because Hashem was gozer, not because of things that they did wrong. Just like the story of Shmuel, that he died before his time, not because of anything he did wrong, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gezeira, that it was time for the kingdom of David HaMelech to take over. Alma midchi gavri mikame gavra. So you see that one person is pushed aside in favor of another person. So main point number, I guess this would be number two over here, is Shmuel died young after prematurely aging, so he wouldn't have to see Shaul's death, which paved the way for David. Great. The Gemara continues now. More things that happened, between Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak have a yasi b'sudasa. They were sitting and having a meal together. Amli Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman says to Rabbi Yitzchak, Lema mar milsa, say a dvar Torah for me maybe. So Amli Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, Hach yam Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan says. Ein masichin b'su'uda. You're not supposed to talk while you're eating. Shema yaktim kana leveshet, because we're afraid that you might choke, and v'yavuli de sakana, it's going to be dangerous. We should recognize Shema yaktim kana leveshet from Pesachim. That's why we don't lean. One of the reasons given not to lean on the right side is that a person might choke. So let's make that a concept, a major concept. Shema yaktim kana leveshet. That person might choke, and it's going to be dangerous. So that's what he told him during the Su'udah. When he said, tell me Dvar Torah during the Su'udah. So he told him, yeah, here's my Dvar Torah. We're not supposed to talk during the Su'udah. Basu de Saud, once they finished the Su'udah, Samalei Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So said Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. The Yaakov Avinu never died, another important concept. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. We always quote this Haggadah. The Yaakov Avinu never died. Samalei Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, what do you mean Yaakov Avinu never died? V'chi b'chti sabtu sabdenaya v'chantu chantaya v'kavru kibraya. What was it for nothing that people eulogized him and mummified him and buried him? He obviously died. Samalei, so Rav Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman, I'm not saying this misvara. I'm not saying this just based on my own logic. Mikra ani dorish. All I'm saying is that it says like this in the pasuk. Shnemar va'ata al tira avdi Yaakov num Hashem va'al teichas Yisrael. Don't be afraid, my servant Yaakov. Hashem says, don't be terrified, Yisrael. Ki hinni moshiachem erachuk v'zerachem eretz shevyam. I'm going to save you from afar, and I'm going to save your children from the land where they're captured. So it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to save Yaakov and his children. Umakish hu lezaro. So apparently we're making a comparison between Yaakov and his children in that ma zaru b'chayim avhu b'chayim. Just like his children are alive, so too Yaakov is still alive. So the next main point over here will be that I'm not supposed to talk during a meal, and Yaakov never died. I'm not supposed to talk during a meal, and Yaakov, like his children, like his descendants, let's call it, never died. Further now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kala Omer Rachav Rachav Miyad Nikri. Anyone who says the name of Rachav twice will immediately become a Balkari. Balkari is a person who ejaculates. He'll have a seminal emission as soon as he says Rachav, because she was so beautiful, she brings such lustful thoughts to a man's mind that he'll immediately become a Balkari. Balkari is someone who has the Tumah after semen came out of his body. So Amar Leir of Nachman, Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, what are you talking about? Ana Amin of Loichbitli. Look, Rachav, 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 Rachav. Nothing's happening to me. It doesn't matter. What are you talking about that he become a Balkari? Amar Lei, so Rav Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman, Nakika Amina b'yodov makira. I don't mean if you say the name. I mean if someone knew her and recognized her and knew what she looked like, and then you say the name, then you think about her. That will cause a person to become a Baal Keri. This, the poskim use this in the discussion about Kalisha, that maybe it's only a major concern if you know what the woman looks like, because the voice will then remind you of what she looks like and her beauty. So that's a suggestion that some of the poskim have, that it's only Yoda Uvamakira, that you know what she looks like, you recognize what she looks like. But I guess we'll make another main point. Anybody who knows what Rachav looks like, Rachav was the zona, by the way, that helped out the two spies, Kalev and Pinchas, in the days of Yeshua, before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. Chazal tells us that she ended up marrying Yeshua later on. She converted to Judaism and ended up marrying Yeshua. But anybody who knows what Rachav looked like and says her name twice becomes a Balkari. Good. When Rav Nachman got up to leave from Rav Yitzchak, Amalei Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, "Livrchan Mar, give me a bracha." So Amalei Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, "Emshalucha mashal ma'adav adelme. Let me tell you a mashal. Ladam shayah holich b'midbar vayirah va'ayif etzame. Person was walking in the desert. And he was hungry and he was tired and he was thirsty. Umatza ilan shapirosav mesukin, and he finds this tree that has the sweetest fruits that he could eat. Vitzilo na'in, has a beautiful shade. Vamasamayim overes tachtav, and there's a water passage right underneath this tree. This tree is perfect. Achal mipirosav, he eats from its fruits. Vishasami meimav, and he drinks from its water. Viyashav vitzilo, and he sits in its shade. Ukshabikesh leilech, and when he's ready to go, all rejuvenated now from his experience with the tree, Omar, he says, and there's a famous song, Ilan, Ilan, Bama Varechacha. I'm not going to sing it for you, but the song goes, Ilan, the statement goes that the guy is so impressed by this tree, he says, Ilan, Ilan, tree, tree, Bama Varechacha, what could I possibly bless you with that you don't already have? Imam Elcha, Shiu Perosecha Mesukin, what, should I tell you that your fruits should be sweet? Hare Perosecha Mesukin, your fruits are already sweet. Sheit Silcha Na, what, should I say that your shade should be beautiful? Hare Silcha Na, your shade is beautiful. Shetei Amas Amayim Overes Techtecha, I say that you should have water passing underneath you. You got that too. So all I can say is, all I can say is that all the plantings, all the saplings that they plant from you should be just like you. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman. He says, Af ata, b'me avarechacha, you Rav Nachman, you're such an impressive guy. What can I bless you with? Im b'torah, Hare Torah, what? I should bless you that you're going to be great in Torah. You are great in Torah. Imba Osher, Hare Osher, that you should be wealthy. You are wealthy. Imba Vanim, Hare Banim, they should have sons. You have sons. Elihi Ratzon Shiutzetze Me'echa Kamoscha. The only blessing I can give you is that your children should be just like you. So let's say main point over here. Rabbi Yitzchak blesses Rav Nachman. That his children should be like him, like the mashal of the tree. His children should be like him, like the mashal of the tree. Okay, so we will stop there, and Be'ezras Hashem, we'll pick up with Tanu Rabbanan next time on Daf Vav Amud Aleph.